10. A sci-fi writer, Arthur Clarke. Born in Western England on December 16, 1917, the son of a farmer, Arthur Clarke became addicted to science fiction after buying his first copies of the magazine Amazing Stories. He began writing for his school magazine in his teens. His father died when he was 13. After attending schools in his home country, Arthur Clarke moved to London. There, he pursued his early interest in space sciences. He worked as a clerk, and at times he wrote his first short stories and scientific articles on space travel. With the onset of the Second World War, he joined the Royal Air Force, eventually becoming an officer in charge of the first radar talkdown equipment during its experimental trials. Serving in the wartime Royal Air Force, he wrote down a memo about the possibility of using satellites to revolutionize communications. In 1945, the UK periodical magazine Wireless World published his landmark technical paper, Extraterrestrial Relays, in which he first set out on the principles of satellites communication with satellites and geostationary or bits, a speculation that was released 25 years later. His detailed descriptions of space shuttles, supercomputers, and rapid communication systems inspired millions of readers. When asked why he never patented his idea for communicating satellites, he said, "I did not get a patent because I never thought it will happen in my lifetime." During the evolution of his discovery, he worked with scientists and engineers in the USA in the development of spacecraft and launch systems, and addressed the United Nations during the deliberations on the peaceful uses of outer space. Clarke's fiction, such as Childhood's End, The City and the Stars, The 9 Billion Names of God, inspired real-life space exploration. The first moon landing in 1969 was an event that Clarke predicted decades earlier. Clarke's another novel, The Foundations of Paradise, helped spark the real-world efforts to build a space elevator from Earth to orbit. The idea is still being pursued, even though its realization may still be decades away. In an interview with the Associated Press, Clarke said he did not regret having never traveled to space himself, though he arranged to have DNA from his hair sent into orbit. One day, some super-civilization may encounter this relic from the vanished species, and I may exist in another time, he said. Since the 1960s, Clarke has battled with a severe disease called post-polio syndrome, and sometimes used a wheelchair. It was a difficult time, and he never gave up fighting with the disease. Unfortunately, he died in 2008 after suffering breathing problems. In the wake of Clarke's death, NASA said countless young people were inspired by his hopeful vision of how spaceflight would transform societies, economies, and humankind itself.